typically French, quite creative and sort of almost shooting from the hip and not thinking through the details. So like yourself, I then thought, well, hang on, how are they going to manage this? Security will be a major issue, and also the logistics. It'd be very interesting to see how it actually unfolds.
This kind of alarm sent by the terrorist group could be, you know, threatening enough, more than just an empty threatening.
If they don't take it serious enough and fund this defense strategy serious enough, there will be probably some problem.
Spectators have to be cautious, as it is happening for all sporting events in Europe, to organize Olympic Games that will provide a universally characterized show that will be shared and enjoyed by all citizens across the globe. This is what will matter in the end. So I guess that this is right now on the top of the mind of the French government.
The Chat Lounge.
Chat Lounge.
Chat Lounge.
The Chat Lounge unpacks views and opinions on hot issues in a more casual way.
France is about to present an Olympic opening ceremony like no other. That means it will face challenges like no other, especially in ensuring safety for more than 300,000 spectators and thousands of others, including the athletes. What would be the most challenging part of the unprecedented security work? Will it become a mission impossible for Paris? Welcome to the Chat Lounge. I'm Tuyun, joining our discussion on the challenges Paris is going to face during the upcoming Olympic Games are Dr. George Zygopoulos, Director of EU-China Programs and a Senior Research Fellow at the European Institute of Nice; Dr. Qi Chang, a Fellow of the Belt and Road Research Center, Mingzhou University of China; and Mike Baston, China Observer and a Senior Lecturer at the University of Southampton in the UK. Great to have you back on the chat, gentlemen. So your home countries all have hosted the Olympics. First question goes to you all. What was your first reaction when you learned that the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics would go open air on the River Seine? Let's start with Mike, please. I remember my first response was, oh, that's a brilliant idea. But then on second thought, I wondered how they would ensure the safety of the 600,000 spectators they expected to welcome. So, Mike, what thoughts did you have at that time?
I think quite similar thoughts. I think, like a lot of people, they thought, what a good idea. It's breaking new ground. Obviously, Paris, like many cities around the world, has beautiful attractions. It's really a magnet for tourists. The architecture, obviously the famous sites that we all know, is a wonder. You know, a lot of my students, my Chinese students, when they come to the UK and they go traveling, the first destination is nearly always Paris. And many of them will be in Paris now during our Easter break, and sending pictures back. So I think it was a very, very good idea. I think it was typically French, quite creative and sort of almost shooting from the hip and not thinking through the details. So like yourself, I then thought, well, hang on, how are they going to manage this? And security will be a major issue, and also the logistics. So, but generally, I think I'm very, very excited. It'd be very interesting to see how it actually unfolds, and that there will be major challenges. But generally, a feeling of great excitement. Remember, the Olympics is a major event, and for us here now, you know, we're really looking forward to it. It's a major sporting event, but it's very much eclipsed by, I think, probably the Football World Cup, the Football European Championships. They'll take place this summer as well. So I think perhaps they have to do something like this. Many of the events, and that's not as popular as people would like. So I think it's very, very necessary, and that's how it all goes to plan. So very excited, but a little bit concerned about the logistics and the security implications.
And Dr. Chu, what's your first response? You know, the opening ceremony is going to be open air on the Seine River.
French people are very creative, for sure. So they can, you know, have the opening ceremony in the open air, in the open air up on the river, or even in the air. I think that's kind of totally fine because they're very creative, right? Mm-hmm. They're fashion capital. They always kind of have some very surprising ideas. I think that's fine. In Japan, their opening ceremony is just by the ocean. They even consider to have some performances, on the ocean. together with the major opening ceremony, even though they abolished that kind of idea. But I think this is totally fine. On the river, it's not a very strange idea, because many performances that used to use this background of a river, of mountain, or other, nature scene to reach the flavor of the performance. That's totally fine. But I would like to say is that France is no stranger to the terrorist attack. So basically, I think have performance on the rivers never a a risky choice. But in the current vector of the international situation, I think having such a big public celebration in the open air, it could be a risky choice. Back in 2015, everybody knows in Paris, they have suffered from such kind of a terrorist attack, which led to more than 150 deaths and more than 300 injury. And also, currently, Russia are also, become a victim of such kind of attack back in a city near Moscow. So also have about more than 100 deaths. So I think this kind of alarm sent by the terrorist group could be, threatening enough, more than just a empty threatening. They could probably will have some, real damage towards, France or the crowds and the performers in, this kind of opening ceremony. So I think they really need to take it seriously.
Right. George, who's from the origin place of the Great Games, have you ever wondered why Paris would adopt such a plan, for the opening ceremony? Is it because of its more economical, or it's because just, French people are just that romantic?
Well, to start with, I think we should say that the Olympic Games should be something universal that everyone will have the opportunity to attend. A stadium in Paris can be beautiful, but it cannot host more than 80,000 spectators or something like that.
Right, usually 80,000.
On the contrary, if they organize something which will be within the city in such a beautiful place, it will give the opportunity to more spectators to attend. So starting our analysis from this perspective and analyzing the French culture into depth, I think that it was a normal decision. On the other hand, of course, I would agree with the other speakers, there are some challenges that we are going to also discuss a little bit later. But in my opinion, the first thing to discuss is that we should start our approach with this basic element, which is that it is a universal show that has to be attended by everyone. It has to be beautiful. And this is the message of the Olympic Games. It's the true meaning of the Olympic Games. And if the opening ceremony will be a successful one, then this is what we are going to remember. And then obviously it is the responsibility of the authorities to take care about safety measures.
Right. Like Dr. G just mentioned, Paris is no, or France is no stranger to terrorist attacks. Some observers say Paris is partly trying to make a statement to the terrorists that we are not afraid of you. I mean, how sensible is it just to, risk the lives or safety of hundreds of thousands to demonstrate a nation's audacity or fearlessness? Or like you said, George, well, it is a universal grand event, but is it worth to risk, the lives of hundreds of thousands to show that spirit?
It's to me, yes. This is a very important question. The risk of terrorism always exists.
Right.
It can exist in different cities of the world and different countries. Recently, we experienced a dramatic terrorist attack in Moscow, for example. So it does not necessarily depend on when and where the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games take place. It depends on measures that a country is taking against the potential threat. So I wouldn't associate the risk of attacks with the opening ceremony itself, because the Olympic Games and the Paralympic Games will take place for a period of 1 month, 4 weeks, more or less. So there are dangers which are existing, and there are dangers which are existing and go irrespective of the places where the games will take place. We know how terrorists hit different cities in the past. The authorities know very well methods that the terrorists have applied. So I wouldn't necessarily associate it with the opening ceremony itself. The danger is existing, and that's why the authorities are taking measures in order to prevent something dramatic from happening.
Right. And then from your perspective, the dangers you were talking about, what are the, you know, differences and challenges or dangers when compare the Paris Olympics to the previous games?
The risk of terrorism is not a new one in Europe.
That's true.
Especially in the last 24 years, especially after the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the United States. There are different cities which have been encountered with dramatic terrorist attacks, including in France, like Paris and also Nice in the southern part of France. At the same time, however, and despite the new challenges, and when I say new challenges, I mean the Middle East war, which is ongoing. It seems that the experience that European authorities have acquired in the recent years is leading intelligence to collaborate in order to prevent terrorist attacks from happening. So I would rather focus on this in order to highlight that the dangers on the one hand are existing, but on the other hand, the authorities are working to prevent something from happening.
French Prime Minister, he said last week the terrorist threat is real and it's strong. And also he added two plots by suspected Islamic extremists has been thwarted already this year. So Mike, from your perspective, how strong do you estimate the terrorist threat to be for France?
Well, I think it is strong, as you've mentioned, the Islamic fundamentalist threat that we saw that Paris came under attack, I think, in 2015. So it is real, but you can only hope and think that the authorities have really thought this through. It's a very bold step forward. Paris is a beautiful city. It's a very open event. So in that way, it's very beneficial because many thousands of spectators will view this for free and also enjoy the city. But then again, they're letting themselves open to terrorist incidents. But you think that the authorities have time to plan, prepare thoroughly, perhaps work with other countries as well, across border collaboration. So you think they should be ready. It is an advanced development, you know, one of the richest countries in the world. So you think they should have the infrastructure, the facilities, and the personnel to cope with this. I think they were caught off their guard before with terrorist incidents. I think I'm quietly confident that they've really thought this through and that they'll pull it off. But it is going to be a concern until the event takes place and everything goes smoothly.
Yeah, from a British perspective, how well do you see your French friends are preparing now? Did you think?
I think they are preparing very, very well, very, very thoroughly. And I'm sure the British government are working with them as much as they can as well, and being very, very supportive, and other governments as well, because it's in their interest as well. It's a major event in Europe. It's showcasing a European city. It's obviously huge economic benefits, not just to Paris and France, but to neighbouring countries. And we want to see the Olympics continue in its present format and continue to attract large numbers and be a sporting success and a commercial success. So I think the London Olympics went well. It was hosted very, very well. I think most commentators and observers commented that the opening ceremony was very impressive. The facilities were advanced, and those facilities are now being used very, very positively by the local community. The stadiums and the infrastructure has improved in London as a result. So I'm sure the London, the people who hosted the London event are working very closely with the French government and the French authorities, as the British government are as well, made a success because it's in all our interests. I'm quietly confident, and I think, like most people, looking forward to it.
Right. We'll come to a collaboration between France and other countries later on in the show, and I'm sure the French people will be very happy if they know that the British people have so much confidence in them. So to Dr. Chu, from your perspective, you know, do you see France also facing some regular or same amount of risks or danger as other Olympic host countries had faced before. Do you see it's nothing, you know, nothing unusual? It's just same risks that we are facing every day, the terrorist attack risks.
Well, I think we always have to take this very seriously.
Right.
You know, a terrorist attack and a terrorist, you know, movement will have some cycles. Usually it's been around, you know, 12 years. It's actually coincided with Chinese prediction in feng shui. It's called, you know, 12 years. It's called every jiazi. So every 12 years, it's like last time is, you know, 2015 to 2016 is last round of the peak year of a France terrorist attack. And also another one is, you know, 2001, which is the 911 back in the United States. Mm. It's usually follow like kind of the period of time and or cycle of every 12 years, about every 12 years, or sometimes 15 years, sometimes 10 years. Recently, we take a look at the what happens in you know, Russia. It's also coincided with that kind of the pattern. And also, I think this time is Olympic game again in France. So I think this kind of a threatening should be, you know, really taken seriously. Because if you follow that, you know, the why they have that kind of terrorist attack is because the terrorists and their groups usually, you know, will find some, you know, milestone event to launch that kind of attack, so they can draw people's attention. They can draw the eyeballs all over the world. Olympic Games and, you know, opening ceremony is a perfect, the kind of the eyeball drawing, you know, event in their eyes. And also, I think beside the event, they also try to pick, you know, this the signature countries, for example, France. You know, everybody knows France is a very, you know, famous country in the Western society. There are one member, standing members in the Security Council of the UN. And also France is very famous for their influences in the so-called free world and Western world. And in France, they have more than 1 million residents who are Jewish people living inside the country. And also France is also, you know, having a very, very huge problem within itself between the different races and also between the different spectrum in the national, you know, politics. So, I mean, France is just another version, in some sense, it's another version of American politics, you know, racial problems, different, you know, political parties have very different opinions. So that gives the terrorists some opportunities to take to launch a certain kind of attack, you know, alongside the domestic chaotic situation. In China, we have one saying that the flies always fly around the ex who have a broken shell. So that is the situation of France is. So I think after the Russian attack, basically some other, you know, terrorist group, if they try to, you know, make something big and want to create a scene and draw attention, you know, let their name out at any cost, you know, they probably would choose, you know, Paris again, the opening ceremony, as one of the perfect sites to launch the kind of attack. So I think the reason why they get really serious about it, and right now the French president has made an announcement to, you know, call for the alliance countries' support. Mm. I think it's not out of nowhere. They have a solid ground to do that.
This has been the Chat Lounge. When we come back, what's the most challenging part of Paris maintaining security?
Sideline Story brings you all things sports related. The hottest topics, latest events, juiciest stories, all with a very personal take. Subscribe to Sideline Story Podcast for heated sports discussions covering events that are happening in China and around the world.
Welcome back to the Chat Lounge. We're discussing the challenges Paris will face during the upcoming Olympic Games. And George, what do you see as the most challenging part of maintaining security? And from your perspective, how strong do you expect the terrorist threat to be?
Well, the most challenging aspect of the situation right now, in my opinion, is the general geopolitical environment. It is within this general geopolitical environment that new terrorist threats can arise. And especially since the beginning of the Middle East war, there are some incidents in different European cities, which have been successfully dealt with by the authorities. So in comparison to what was happening in Europe, especially in the first years of the 21st century, most of the terrorist attacks of the last couple of years were incidents of lower intensity and with the participation of a lower number of perpetrators. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the number also of victims was much lower. This is, on the one hand, the result of different policies that and methods that terrorists are applying, and on the other hand, the result of the success of intelligence services in Europe and across the globe, because terrorism is a transnational problem. Therefore, I would like to rely on the previous experience and suggest that authorities in Europe in particular are now very well trained, very well educated, and very well experienced in responding to problems that can break out. It does not mean that the threat is not there, but it means that in order to respond to the threat, measures and precautionary measures and training have already taken place.
Yeah, that's what's underway right now. To Dr. Chu, correct me if I'm wrong. I understand that you've taken part in the organization work of either the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics or the 2008 Summer Games in Beijing. Am I correct?
Yes. Right. I used to be part of the both games. Yes, for sure.
Right. Then from your observation, what would you say is the most challenging part of maintaining security for the organizers?
Well, I think China and France have very different situation, institution, culture, political situation, very different.
Right.
I think one thing I think, just to mention, in China we say already, cracked eggshell can, draw more of the flies to come around. France's situation is like in a society and also in the politics is kind of that kind of situation. Now, for example, in France, we've been observing in the past 5 years, not terrorist attack, but domestic, security events has been happening very frequently. Mm. So-called, the quasi terrorist attack, but basically local gangs or the racist or the criminals, they threatened the high school, they threatened the churches, they threatened, the parliament, sometimes a public event. So I've been hurting like three people, five people. This kind of a small-sized, security slash terrorist attack in France has been happening so much in the past 5 years. This is one thing. And also, I think the government and the police forces are not quite empowered or quite equipped to deal with that kind of situation. Sometimes the police just come in and, let's see what we can do it. And then they just take the record and go back to their office and to go through all the red tapes. And then, boom, there's another church or another school or another airport, have some other hooligans, run in and fire some shot and stab someone. So it's going on like this every day. I think in the past 5 years, the very situation like this has really disrupted the French, politics. That's the reason why I think the extreme right-wing parties have come into the center of French, politics, and which really split ferociously of a French, a spectrum in the national politics. For example, everybody knows the Rassemblement, National. This is a very extreme right one party, dominated by Le Pen, and I think right now the successor is Balayette. I think is one of successor to carry on with his party, and also the Christi Democratique, another party is also extreme right, and they used to be small sizers in of French politics, but now they become a really, really mainstream players, and also the voters, have a very different views. It's more like in America. Mm. So I think those kind of split up created many, many chances for terrorist attack. Not like in China. In China, when 2008 Olympics is on, the whole nation really are, sincerely, vote for that. Everybody loves that. The whole nation is in the happiness. So it's very hard to hide your agenda, your terrorist attack among, a bunch of happy people. You see that? But sometimes you get some domestic political argument or some security issues, you know, happening around the corner. And that can be the opportunity or chances taken advantage by the terrorist to, you know, camouflage their conspiracy or their agenda, you know, take advantage of the kind of a small turmoils and turn them into a big ones.
Mm.
So once you have so much chances can be taken advantage by the terrorist, and then it's very hard for you to pretend those kind of things from happening. And back in 2022, same situation. If you come to Beijing, Winter Olympic Games, you see, you know, you see everybody is so happy and everything runs in a very orderly way. I'm not bragging about it, truly about it. You know, Chinese people truly love this sports event. So if you see anyone, you know, really frowning their brows and also, you know, having some, you know, bulge, you know, in their chest pocket, you probably identify him very easily. So I think this challenge for French government is no doubt very, very big. It's much bigger than China or even Japan faced, you know, several years ago.
Mm. Then how likely do you see those terrorist organizations or individuals may be a destructive force during this Paris Olympics, given what the French government has been preparing, the counterterrorism measures? They will deploy large-scale real-time algorithm-supported video surveillance cameras during the games. That's quite, I should say, unusual or unique for a European country, then, Dr. Chu.
Well, I think the chance that things can happen is very large. The reason why is one, is several. I think number one, from the terrorist side, this is basically a golden opportunity. Just take a look. I don't need to create another major, you know, terrorist attack like 9/11 or the 2015 terrorist attack in Paris. You don't need 100 deaths or 1,000 deaths. Maybe need like three people's deaths or five people's deaths. Even it will be a small-sized attack and very small, limited amount of deaths. You know, coincided with the background of the Paris, you know, Olympic Games, and boom, it will immediately go through all the, you know, headlines of the global media. So maybe just a small try, and then they can get a huge win, because terrorist attack is all about sending messages. It's right. All about threatening. It's all about, you know, draw people's attention. They will achieve that kind of a target very, very easily. And also, secondly, from the defender side, I think police forces in Bahrain and in France, their hands are really tight. For example, everybody knows that in France, they have already have the situation like American version of the Floyd, which means, you know, the police, when they face, you know, the potential victims, if they happened to be, you know, with a certain racial background. So the police forces will be hesitated. Should I just run into that kind of situation and control that, you know, a suspicious person, maybe a North African background or maybe, you know, some other immigration background in the first place? Probably they would not. They would be very hesitated, because if they made a mistake, immediately, you know, French media will do a lot of coverage about the police forces to say, hey, they're racist, they are not respecting, you know, they're not learning the lessons from the history. And also, recent years, I think a French fiscal income, I mean, the government income, is really tight. So I don't think Macron cabinet has really spared, you know, enough budget for the police forces to get prepared for the kind of situation. So they probably will need special bond or special, you know, fiscal tool to support French, you know, police forces and even military forces to have some other upgrade, you know, power and human resources to prepare for that situation. And that can't be easily done in another 4 months, because we're looking at, after 4 months, we're going to have this opening ceremony.
Right.
So after 4 months, can French do that immediately and in time? Well, according to my knowledge and in my experience dealing with French, you know, the police forces, they probably will not be that quick. So fingers crossed. I really don't want to see the kind of situation happen in France, because I'm really waiting happily for, you know, a wonderful game to happen, because you know, I want to have my beer, I want to have, you know, perfect game showing up in my TV screen. But I think if they don't take it serious enough and fund this defense strategy serious enough, there will be probably some problem.
You won't be there in person. That's not a plan.
I don't know. I might be there in person, you know, as you know, part of the Chinese media delegation or the observer delegation. I don't know, but
right.
I truly don't want anything happen, no matter as an audience or as one of the practitioners, a participant in the game.
Right. George, are you confident in President Macron's government when it comes to...
Well, yes. The Olympic Games are a priority for France and for the French government. And therefore, I'm sure that the government is taking precautionary measures in order to respond to potential threats. Again, as I said before, the experience that several European countries have acquired in the past is very significant. And obviously, for the French government to make a decision in order to organize an open-air ceremony, this is certainly the result of serious thinking and planning. But again, it's not only the opening ceremony itself which might be a target of terrorists. Terrorists could hit anywhere, and they could hit anywhere, not only in France during the Olympic Games, because it is very, very difficult to understand how terrorists are thinking. And in some occasions, for example, when so many measures are taking place, no terrorist attacks do break out. And on the contrary, they happen in other places where measures are not that tough. So it is very difficult to predict how the situation would evolve. Again, I would say that the risk is existing. The alert should be high. But at the same time, I believe that it will be a very successful organization of Olympic Games in the end.
Right. We all hope for that. But Mike, after hearing what your two colleagues said here, are you still that confident?
Let's just take a look at this. I've got the date here. The announcement, the official announcement that Paris will be hosting the Games, took place on the 13th of September 2017. It was quite a few years ago, so you would think that from that date onwards, possibly the decision to have an open ceremony along the Seine and opening the streets up probably wasn't made back then, but you'd think they would start their planning and preparation very, very soon after. It's such an important event for the city, for the country, and as we can see from previous events, the London Olympics, the Beijing Olympics, and I was in Beijing at the time, it was an amazing success for the city, for the country, for the culture, the heritage. You'd think that they will get it right, and they will do whatever they have to do, and it's a relatively wealthy country, to make sure that it does run smoothly. So I think I do remain quietly confident. I just can't see that they will allow anything to get in the way, and I think they will be prepared, and I think it will be a success. And again, given that lead time, you know, we're getting on for almost 7 years now to prepare for this, to work with other countries and learn from perhaps mistakes in the past where they perhaps were caught off guard, they should respond quite positively. So, I'm quietly confident that it will go well,
right,
given the time they've had and the, I think, relatively good relations across Europe. There are open borders, but it's an integrated Europe now, you know, economically, almost politically as well. So that integration, I think, will serve the French well and provide necessary support too.
Right. I think we don't have a doubt over the determination of the French government, of President Macron, to host successful games in Paris. But let's take a look at what they've done to ensure the security. According to French Interior Minister, by early this month, around some 800 people who did not have good intentions had been excluded from working for the Paris Olympics organization over security fears. So, George, is 800 a significant number compared to 180,000 checks already conducted? And what does that mean? You know, people applying for... To work with the organization are found to be, you know, some suspicious figures.
Well, yes, announcements always play a role in terms of how a government wants to show that it is prepared ahead of a very important event such as the Olympic Games. But I wouldn't believe that announcements themselves provide all necessary information about the preparation that Paris is making in order to successfully organize the events. I would say that terrorism is a transnational threat right now, and despite geopolitical problems, all countries are working together in order to prevent terrorist attacks from happening, because if something happens in a country, then this can result in different attacks in different countries to take place. So on the one hand, announcements can certainly reflect potential skepticism. At the same time, of course, we should not expect from a government to publicly announce all measures that it is taking place. And this is also relevant to intelligence that has to be shared among different countries. So I believe that in the end, the cooperation among the states will provide the solution and not necessarily the measures that are announced ahead of the organization of the open-air Olympic Games ceremony.
And let's talk a little bit about the cooperation between France and other governments. Like you all mentioned previously, France has already asked its allies to help with the policing. The request for foreign security assistance was made in January and seeks some 2,185 reinforcements. But given France's government has increased its security alert posture to the highest level in the wake of the deadly attack in Russia, I'm wondering whether the original 2,000 plus reinforcements are sufficient. You know, Mike mentioned Britain is going to offer some help, but I remember it's kind of a few dozens of police officers, and the work is, I think, with this sniffing dogs. So is it sufficient, Dr. Chu, from your perspective?
Well, I don't think that is sufficient, because usually when Olympic Games, such kind of a huge global, you know, influenced event happening in a country, you're supposed to welcome more than millions of, people into the country. And also around the Olympic, and not just as opening ceremony, you will see parallel kind of celebrations and parties, and, you know, people's, movement in there is going to be hundreds and thousands. And in France, they have about, if my numbers are correct, they're about 300,000 or more of the police, in professional police people around, around France. Mm. So I don't think that can be good enough to surveillance, the whole nation's people's movement, especially work when you're considering they're going to have millions, even tens of millions and more people to, flood into this country, audience, athletes, media people, business people, and et cetera. Even with the support from the alliance country, they're asking for the help from another 35 countries in America and the European Union. That definitely will help a little bit, but first of all, not everyone are familiar with the French situation,
right?
The society, their racial problems, their criminal record of certain targets, and they're not familiar with how the whole system runs. Because policing is not only about, hey, I hold a dog and then I have some guns and I run to the suspicious criminals.
Mm.
No, it's not just like that. You need teamwork, surveillance camera. You have a source of information and the mobilities. For example, how can you move and a patrol from one place to another? And how can you have three-dimensional, surveillance systems in certain blocks of the streets or in certain cities? This calls for a very, very close and a very, very harmonious or orchestrated, teamwork between the police forces and all the other players.
Mm.
So I don't think the foreign policemen or their equipment, like the armed vehicles, can easily play 100% of the potential on the street of France. Their hands will also be tied. For example, when they see certain kind of social turmoils happening, they will hesitate as well. I'm a foreign policeman. Can I be authorized to just run over to the place and fire the shot? I don't think they will feel that confidence like they do in their own country.
Mm.
So I think still the French government and police forces will still rely heavily on themselves. And those other forces, well, if I'm the President Macron, I probably will ask other people just to send me the money. I think the funding can probably play a bigger role than you just to send the equipment and the people to here, because logistics and, all the food, all these accommodations for the foreign polices can also be another headache for the French government during the games.
Who do you think would provide the fund? China?
NATO. They have NATO, right? I think France has made a very clear stance, and they show their leading role in NATO currently, which really pissed off America and the Biden administration clearly. So I think instead of minding too much about, you know, the Ukraine crisis, I think urgently, I think they should pay more attention to, you know, the Paris game. It's also a very important international event. And, you know, people's life in Paris also matters as well. So I think NATO should, you know, see this not only as a policing event or domestic security event, but also as a very, you know, important signature event of the whole European security. Because France is not only just a, you know, developed nation, it's the nation, it's a symbol of, you know, liberty, you know, égalité, you know, a fraternity. So if France is down under such kind of attack, it will be a shame of whole European society. So I think they should elevate this, you know, importance of this event to a significant height and fund this, you know, a protection of the event.
The Chat Lounge.
The Chat Lounge unpacks views and opinions on hot issues in a more casual way.
Mike and George, do you think countries like Britain may provide such assistance?
Chance? Yes, I think they will do, and I think they probably have been doing that, again, since the announcement back in 2017, given their recent experience with the 2012 London Olympics, most definitely. And I think just to echo a point panelists have made, France's membership of NATO, it's not just a member of NATO, it's a pillar. I mean, it's a pillar of the sort of modern, the modern world, you know, freedom, égalité.
It really is something
that other countries will want to support because it's in their interest as well. So I think the British government, I'm sure the British authorities are working very, very proactively with the French behind the scenes to make sure that this goes smoothly. I, again, very, very quietly confident there's so much in it for the developed world and France's allies generally. So that's, you know, the stakes are very, very high. They cannot get it wrong.
Right. George, you also highlighted the effort Paris is making to seek cooperation from its allies. So obviously, French President Macron has sought some help from Russia. How likely do you see it for Russia to cooperate with France in fighting terrorism with measures like sharing information or...
This is a very important question, which obviously goes beyond the organization of the Paris Olympic Games into the degree to which, under the current circumstances, transnational collaboration against terrorism is continuing. I believe it is continuing despite the problems. And it's not only Russia that could potentially collaborate with France in that regard. It's also China. If we see all the public statements after high-level meetings between France and Chinese foreign ministers, for example, they all state that China is prepared to help France toward the organization of the Olympic Games. China has a wonderful experience having organized both the Summer and the Winter Olympic Games recently. It organized the Winter Olympic Games. So this experience could be very significant for others. Yeah. And let me also give you another example. My country, Greece, organized the Olympic Games 20 years ago. At that time, there were much speculation about the possibility for Greece to organize safe Olympic Games. And the reason is that Greece had not been very well experienced. But finally, the result was very, very positive. And obviously, it was not Greece alone that managed to organize successful Olympic Games. It was the result of international collaboration. NATO helped on the one hand, but other countries also helped. So in the end, I remain confident that it is this international collaboration that will provide the appropriate answer in order for Paris to be a safe city.
But Greece is a very peaceful country and also remains neutral in geopolitics, like it always does. But yes, we understand it's important for countries to cooperate or collaborate in this regard. But the issue is, will Russia do it? How likely is it, George?
I find the possibility quite high in that kind of cases for collaboration to flourish. Also with Russia, we saw that even before the Moscow terrorist attacks There are public claims that the United States had informed the Russian government about the existing threat. So I believe that collaboration is still a case despite the geopolitical problem. So yes, my answer is yes. I remain confident that France-Russian collaboration against terrorism will continue to flare despite the geopolitical problems. Otherwise, it is impossible to deal with all type of transnational problems. So my answer is yes, this collaboration will exist ahead of the Paris Olympic Games.
Right. In terms of Sino-French cooperation in this field, we don't have any information on whether China is among the 46 countries France has sent a request to, but some Chinese people already are calling for cooperation between the two countries because China has recent experiences, and they say it may also help promote bilateral relations as this year marks the 60th anniversary of establishing diplomatic ties between the two countries. There are a lot of things underway right now. So, Dr. Qu, what are the chances of that happening?
Well, I think there are zero chance of happening.
Why?
Because you see, the military cooperation and also policing cooperation has always been, the highest and the most sensitive level of international cooperation. Two countries, if they're not having the very, very high level trust, political trust, and also have the high level of the dialogue and the cooperation mechanism, I mean, the real mechanism, it's like the working mechanism with the detailed legal systems and, a working, kind of arrangement, then they wouldn't have the kind of a cooperation on that level. The more they can have is about, information sharing. For example, if the French police forces or government ask China to give them some information sharing, for example, if there are any suspicious person now travel into Paris through Chinese transportation channels, for example, airport, or through the Chinese customs, and that they want to share that information. I think to that level, Chinese government would definitely, cooperate with them. But considering we have Chinese policemen, patrolling alongside with French counterparts on Paris street, that is basically not going to happen because all the kind of arrangement by now, even on the Interpol level, we don't think we have the kind of that kind of arrangement between Chinese and French police forces. But I hope that reach the kind of a cooperation level in one day, because I do think the kind of cooperation between the two nations are very, very important. And if the two of the most important nation in the whole world are going to have a better cooperation and a higher level of friendship and partnership in the future, and the police force cooperation will definitely be a very important milestone.
Right. I think Mike and George both have a quite high level of confidence in Paris hosting a successful Olympic Games, and especially when it comes to the opening ceremony. But there are some people who are not so confident. They're providing some alternatives, if you will. In February, Le Figaro quoted a poll saying that 48% of French people, that's almost half of the population, believe that it's necessary to change the format of the opening ceremony. That's an increase of 10 points from March last year. So, wondering, what's the likelihood of the authorities following such an opinion, George?
Well, I find it difficult for a change to be made from the moment it had been pre-announced. So, from a public communication point of view, it will be negative for the government to cancel its previous decision. From the moment the announcement was made, I strongly believe that they will take all necessary measures in order to organize the open air ceremony. And again, I want to insist to the basic point that the risk is not only relevant to the opening ceremony, it is relevant to the organization of both the Summer Olympic Games and the Paralympic Games. So it will last for 4 weeks.
Right. Then is it possible for, the organizers to further scale down the number of spectators at the opening ceremony? Because we've already seen the numbers being cut from 600,000 to around 300,000, almost half the original number. George?
Yes, I think that they will do everything possible to control who might be interested in attending the opening ceremony. I think it is possible in today's world with intelligence sharing and with all the precautionary measures. I think it is possible to control that, and they will do it. And they will always be able to preemptively take actions in order to prevent a situation where dangerous or risky spectators might attend. I find in today's world, and with the progress of technology, I find it quite easy to happen. The same is also happening in different events which are taking place in France right now. It's not only the Olympic Games. Right. So many football games with full stadiums are taking place. The risk is there. I think they are able, they have the experience to do it.
All right. Last but not least, maybe as an advisor to the organizers of the Paris Olympics, what would you remind them to do or not to do? And what tips do you have for people who may visit Paris this summer for the Games? Let's start from Mike, please.
I think for people visiting, I'm sure they'll be very, very excited. Friends of mine have got tickets. They've had tickets for a while now. They're looking forward to it immensely with the whole family. Mm. I think just be a bit cautious. Obviously, there is a risk. Yeah, I made it clear I'm fairly confident. So be a little bit cautious. Be wary. Be on your guard. But enjoy it and mix. Try to experience and consume the local culture as well. Don't just go to the major sporting events, the major sites that Paris has. Mix within the community as well and look outside beyond the city centre. Just be a little bit cautious, that's all.
Right. And Dr. Chu, please.
Well, my advice is they should probably learn some experience from Chinese operators Chinese Olympic Games. Our experience that if you want to make sure 100% sure of the security, you probably should try our bubble working mechanism. Bubble means you just isolate the whole event out in a totally isolated arena, isolated space. So only related people with very strong and detailed security check can go in, including the audience, including the media people, including all the kind of supporters and service providers into the game. Other people who are irrelevant to the game directly will be isolated out of the bubble. So the bubble can make sure the security and safety of everyone inside of it, so make things easier. So I think if French organizers would like to know something about it, I think we have the full package of information that they can take reference of.
But wouldn't the bubble solution reduce the fun or greatly reduce the fun of the games?
Yes, of course. Now, also, I think the bubble solution is only to make sure that the main arena or the main stadium to be safe. But like I said, this is a carnival. Olympic Games is the carnival. Mm. We have celebrations all over the city, all over the streets, not official ones, but just the civilians, their own celebrations around the pub, around the club, and just on the street corners, they're going to be everywhere. So the bubbles wouldn't protect the safety of that kind of a situation. For example, around the club, and somebody just light on the Molotov and bomb everything. Can this bubble solution to protect that kind of incident? No, I don't think so, because it's too random, coincidental. So you still need to strengthen the whole security solutions, fund everything, upgrade the equipment, and also, for example, like surveillance camera, and also to make sure that the whole nation's solidarity and the political system stabilities can be guaranteed during that period of time. Mm. Otherwise, you will still have the chance to face a certain attack.
And George, your advice to both the government and the visitors to France, please. Thanks.
Thank you. Spectators have to be cautious, as it is happening for all sporting events in Europe. But at the same time, as I tend to know the French culture quite well, as I work in this country, I would say that it is this mentality right now that matters more to organize Olympic Games that will provide universally characterized show that will be shared and enjoyed by all citizens across the globe. This is what will matter in the end. So I guess that this is right now on the top of the mind of the French government.
Right. We all wish good luck to Paris. Fingers crossed. And with that, we've come to the end of our chat. Many thanks to Dr. George Zagopoulos, Director of EU-China Programs and a Senior Research Fellow at the European Institute of Nice, Dr. Chi Qiang, Fellow of the Belt and Road Research Center, Minzu University of China, and Mike Baston, a China observer and senior lecturer at the University of Southampton, for sharing your time and insights. The show is available on all major podcast platforms. If you have any comments, please email radio@cgtn.com. I'm Tuyuan, thank you for listening. We'll have more chat at the Chat Lounge next week.
Ever wondered what's actually going on in Africa through the perspective of an African? How are things really going between China and Africa? What's the narrative of this relationship? Well, get a perspective with China-Africa Talk. Hear from African diplomats, entrepreneurs, academics, Chinese natives, and more. Get on our wavelength every week to find out what's real with China-Africa Talk. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. We'll see you there.